Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jane Hoffman. Thank you for joining us, Mike and Albert. I'm reading one segment from my college paper, The Integrity of the Modern Presidency and the Constitutional Implications of Those Who Possess It. So I'm going back to one theme that we were discussing in the earlier show, and then I'm going to let my co-host take over. There has always been a struggle in government between the acceptable size of government that seems to clash with individualism and a government that could expand itself to offer broad, effective services to the public for a better America. In the 1970s, with the explosion of Watergate and the presidential knowledge and revelation of a burglary in the office of the Democratic headquarters by Republicans during an election year, which was commanded straight from the executive post, brought about changes in government on such a broad scale that in an era of questioning, two movements formed and mutated with even more protests of proper government intervention. These broader public ideologies combined with the moral projective of almost a godlike institution or prolonged era of big-time presidencies formed an identity crisis in America and a vacancy of heroism with the fall of Nixon and Clinton. There were movement conservatives who believed that big government was bad because it would become interventionist in the economy and would infringe on civil rights and progressive, who believe that the advent of interest groups and changes in congressional bargaining was too much stimulation from the outside and not enough internal decision-making for each institution to control their direction. These two general views intersected with the possibility that Richard Nixon could take presidential prerogative to exponential heights and produce reform as effective as ground level zero. A solution was needed to counter an executive branch that could fire their own special prosecutors, as Nixon had done with Archibald Cox. Following Watergate, it took Congress 4 years to conceive and draft the idea of an independent counsel, which was a separate legal arm of the executive branch, which was authorized to examine, prosecute, and offer recommendations of litigating any high government executive official of any wrongdoing. By the way, we have Don, Albert, Wade, and Mike from Singapore on the line. I'm only going to read two more minutes, and then I'm letting you guys take the show over. The thrust of this paper begins with colliding of two clashing philosophies of government perception by theory-based perception. The institutional breakdown model states the institution of the presidency has broken down due to the decline of the political party, and subsequently political parties have not sought out new members through grassroots campaigns, but instead turned on each other, on their own elected party officials for smear campaigns called RIP, Revelation, Investigation, and Prosecution, to downgrade opposing party officials and accomplish political outcomes that could not be achieved in the poll. If political parties were to sever partisan politics by mobilizing new members, the face of the party might change and the 50-50 stalemate may be broken. This would be too risky for both parties. As we have seen in election 2004, a grassroots mobilization did take place for major parties, but Puff Daddy's youth did not show up in numbers to oppose evangelical Christians who did for the Republicans. According to the theory I just mentioned, the Clinton years, which I am focusing on and stemming from Watergate, both parties were not willing to take political risks between 1976 and 1999. Only Ross Perot created a cleavage in that two-party mentality, and Ralph Nader subsequently. By the way, both years where the third party was strongest, the Democrats lost. Well, that's not true. Clinton won in 92, but Gore lost in 2000. Even though Reagan bolstered up patriotism in a platonic way, it wasn't a movement based on principle, except to maybe get more wealthy and reduce big government. With the advent of interest groups and the rise of presidential importance, the RIP strategy allowed their party to fight for the upper edge by crucifying elected officials, whether it was congressional leaders, cabinet officers, or presidents. As Robert Roberts states in From Watergate to Whitewater, Watergate did not start the public integrity war, but with new institutions in place like the Office of the Independent Counsel, there was a tool where any wrongdoing or suspicion could be penetrated with this vehicle of investigation. The paradigm and institutional breakdown indicates the perpetuation of political scandal and uncovering of more has not given either party the advantage or shifted powers within the movement, conservatives or new progressive. It has only destroyed the credibility of Congress in their partisanship and the presidency with polarization. It has also caused excessive scrutiny of presidential character, which has clouded other qualities that allow presidents to survive and baffle media experts, such as the Lewinsky scandal. So I'm going to stop right now. I did want to point out two things in my article or paper. Is, as you see, like with Amy Klobuchar coming out and the other, and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, three strong females, you already see the media having the Fox News having a progressive attacks on Elizabeth Warren and her Native Americanness. And this article also that I wrote about the Independent Counsel also kind of defends Donald Trump backhandedly, because Donald Trump has been under investigation since he took office, so there's been a cloud over his head too. With that, I'm going to pull in Wade, and then I'll pull in the other four. Good evening, Wade. Thank you for rejoining
us.
Good
evening. Good evening, Jane.
Thank you, Wade. Hi, Don. Hi, Don.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Albert. Hi, Albert.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, what's up? Can you hear me?
Welcome, Mike from Singapore, and John has not called back in. I hope I didn't
Thank you
hear
very
him.
Much,
so,
Jane. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. Can you hear
good.
Me
good?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Based on what I just said
okay.
about the – during the era, you know how like Teddy Roosevelt, John Kennedy, all those presidents were larger in life? Well, then when the Watergate thing happened, it kind of crippled America's view of big government. And it kind of like created a new sinisterism. And that's why I read the Roger Stone article before Wade and everybody else called in on the last show, because I was trying to say that now politics is all about a smear campaign. How are you going to make the other guy look bad? And it kind of undermines and shadows what the purpose, like if the government's trying to do good, only 50% of the population is going to see it, because the other 50% is going to see what the guy's trying to do wrong. So with that, I'm going to open the floor up for comments.
Well,
I can
say really quickly, I am changing all those paradigms about the campaigns, the methods that they use, the candidates use, the smear campaigns. We found here in Nevada that, especially turning purple, smear campaigns no longer work like they used to. The internet and faster information allows people to really see what's going on, and they don't have to, an opportunity to let any smear get embedded in their opponent's campaign. They're moving so quickly and so fast that one smear is here one day and gone pretty much the next. And if they continue to try, if a candidate continues trying to smear another candidate with the same information over a 6, 8, 10 month period of time, eventually it won't work, and they will lose their audience and votes. So things are changing.
That's good. I think they smear the wrong things. You know, you hear about the scandals, sex scandals and stuff. It's like, we should be smearing the red tape, you know, like pointing out this person doesn't want to let you do this or that. They're trying to tell you what kind of house you need to live in. That's what they should be smeared for.
Yeah, Wade.
The main person with that is in the White House right now. Donald Trump has more lawsuits against him for civil rights in renting than almost anybody.
Well, he had one major lawsuit in the 70s when his father was still alive. He discriminated against blacks in subsidized housing.
I'll have to do more research on that.
And he basically did that because he had a mindset that black people weren't going to pay the rent. Okay, what are we talking about right now? I set the phone down for a minute.
All right. I mean, I'll look more into it. I know that a lot of his court cases, there's a lot of – I'm hearing a lot of different sides that what's true and what's not true, and some things are misrepresented. I don't know. I'll have to look into it, but it is something to look into and think about for sure. I was addressing more like people that say you shouldn't have – your houses can't be round. They can't be made out of stone. They have to be wood, you know, that kind of junk.
Yeah, well, in that case,
Wade,
we have discussed that before, and it has to do with government excess. Now, the thing is state by state – you know, like, it really depends where you live, because, like, in Minnesota, like, in the Boundary Waters, you can't have motorboats, but you probably can't build certain kinds of houses. But, like, for example, when Don, John, and I, and Ben were discussing the Bundy trial, where the Bundy family, they built a few aqueducts on their land, but the government put them in jail because they were not paying cattle grazing fees, but they had substantiated claims going back to the 1800s on their own land. So they were back – it's a long story, but they were basically thrown in jail and prison, three out of the four family members, for not abiding by a federal law. And they were trying to defend their state rights. Don, can you go into it a little bit? Because basically, what it all came down to is the government – Ben felt like the government was oppressing them because they weren't able to assert their individual rights and they weren't given a chance. In the end, they got the case got dropped and they got pardoned.
And that was only because the federal government used over used stronghold tactics to make them start – trying to pay their fines by including...
Yeah, didn't they have two corrupt officials that did something illegal, and then they had to drop the case?
More or less, yes. But they went, of
course... Wait, you can go back in our archives and listen to it, because it was a good show, but I remember there being three or four federal agents who exposed another one, and there was some shady doing, and then they tried to strong-arm the Bundy family, and there was violence on the property. Well, eventually it all got dropped. And then Trump gave one of the Bundy members a final pardon.
Right, and they went to Idaho and did the same thing. But a person got killed. But I'm, I don't understand some of these discussions, because I'm right now going to be in the middle of a legislative session of trying to eliminate verbiage in the real estate industry, saying that you cannot sell to, you know, the homeowners cannot sell to blacks. That's still in our books and our contracts. You know, and that's real. Yeah, that's real. And I don't understand where people can get off saying some of the things that they say that are backing or defending the entire history of the country when it's so blatant that more, you know, that 43% of all black males will have gone to jail at some point or another. And that we still have...
Yeah, because of the institutional racism in United
right.
States of America. Because the new orange is black.
The new orange is...
No, the new black is orange. That's what it is.
Okay, but vice versa. Okay.
Yeah, we've been dealing with this since for 400 years. It's like more or less the 400-year anniversary of slavery.
I mean,
first people coming off the boat.
You said, Don, you say it seems you said that if a black person wants to buy a house in Vegas or, I mean, in Nevada, in certain areas, they are not going to permit them to do it?
Right. Right.
Why?
And then,
why? What's the difference between the black, white, Mexican, Arabs, or whatever?
Because
you
white,
name it. I mean,
white people, Mike, I've said this many, many times. White people are definitely afraid of black people. We're the only natural enemies of the white
people. It
male.
Is a select, powerful group of white males. Like, I don't like what they're doing. A lot of white people don't know about this.
They're scared to death of black people, too. They're scared
Mike,
to death.
I can't believe it.
I'm not.
Okay, who's
why
who's
do I
bigger?
Hang out with a lot of blacks? Like, I'm not afraid.
Who's bigger, faster, stronger, and smarter? Blacks. It's real, real simple.
Here you go again. All right.
It's real simple. Because you look at the athletics. You look at...
Yes, all
you know,
athletes are African. Yes. Black, I mean African, American. Everywhere you go is a top guitarist, top shows, top everything is under black control. Black. Yes, you're right.
And why do people complain about Hollywood not being diversified enough? I mean, pick one, right? I mean, like...
Because they're scared.
And do we... Exactly. Do we have... Okay, should businesses be by merit? Or should we, like, just try to balance out race and gender? Like, we have to pick one. If we're trying to balance out and diversify everything, then you diversify the NBA. I say everything should be merit. Like, okay, the people who are in the NBA have earned it. They deserve it. It doesn't have to be diversified. Just like anything else.
That. You can't do that if you're not on an equal playing field. You can't judge or value merit when somebody, a group of people, have not been given the same tools and skills as another group. You know,
well,
you
wait until people, you start at the beginning and you give people the tools, and then when they've worked with it, but you can't just say, okay, well, I'm going to give this person the opportunity that's less trained because, well, they haven't had the opportunity to go to school or whatever. Well, no, you make the stair steps more accessible at the beginning.
But you can't do that when you snip it at the bud. When you have a school system that has data collection that involves lower test scores, sending kids to more segregated situations because they can't keep up, read by three, for example. When you've got, and then you extrapolate the conduct. Conduct is on these student data test scores is up to 30 to 50% of their overall qualitative record. And so you got these pipelines, the pipeline just as strong as ever because these kids don't have, these kids, young kids, preschool kids, do not have the same kind of level playing field that some of their more affluent or even not affluent, lesser financed families, but that's simply because of the color of their skin. So these kids are, you have to take And that's why you see more black people or Mexicans in jail, because they know they have to take what they're going to get. They can't earn it. There is no such thing as being able to be given the opportunity to earn something. When a bank won't give you a bank loan, I know of a guy who, millionaire, black guy, he could not buy a house in an area location that he wanted to, simply because he was.
Yeah, I have heard about that.
And you know.
Yeah, so welcome to America.
Right.
There is a wealthy neighborhood down by the forum where a lot of black people own property, down by the forum in Los Angeles, and that's where most of the Buffies own property.
That's segregation.
I mean,
we had people of color in those areas.
We had the Black Wall Street in 1921. Shame on them.
Yep. They were doing better than Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with Black Wall Street.
Yes.
And they burned the entire city down.
Three hundred twenty-eight people died in that white murder.
They died, and it was the largest death still to this day in a riot or in a homicidal situation in the country, in history, and it hasn't been talked about at all. It was suppressed.
Absolutely.
Well,
yes, sir.
Most people would consider that very wrong.
Up to today, that the same section is number one Oklahoma city, part of the Oklahoma, and it still is running strong, is running very good, with the best place you go there, safe and
John's
sound.
On the
it's
line, you guys.
Beverly.
John's on the line. Go ahead, John, or anybody.
Hello, John, my
friend. Hello, Mike from Singapore.
John.
How are you, my friend?
Thank you. I was talking about the Black Wall Street. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, he was talking about how blacks are smarter and better than white people, Don. So I don't know where the statistics are, but okay.
There are no statistics. They suppress the statistics. What are you talking about?
Well, then how about just give, equal playing field, and let's just let people be the best as individuals they can be, instead of, this position needs to be a black person, this needs to be a woman. No, just give, all right, and go to the beginning where the problems are and address them.
And we already tried that and see how it turned out.
We did? I thought you said it hasn't been addressed.
We're doing it right now. We're doing it right now, and nobody's happy. Nobody's happy from what the past historical leadership has led us to this point. No one is happy. Everyone is complaining about something or other, or marching in the street, killing up kids, or driving over people walking down the street. Nobody's happy from what has happened thus far. And we try to do it whatever the cultural leadership did or is. We tried it. It's not working. It's destroying.
Actually, you're probably right, Don, except in one area. One person in the whole country is actually happy, and that's me. And I'll tell you why. Because I've lost perspective with the show. I'm a really happy person. I was very frustrated for 16 years, the last half of Bush and the last 8 years of Obama. But I never marched. I never protested. I lost all my businesses and everything in life, basically, except for a condo. And I've struggled. But the last 2 years, it's been a surge. I paid off the condo, paid off all my personal debt. I'm very happy. And what makes me even more happy is to see all the things that are being pitched now by liberal left Democrats, especially the Green Deal, that they're actually exposing themselves, because what they want to do is no more cars, no more planes. I don't know how the a congressperson from Hawaii is going to get to the States, or how you travel to Europe. I guess you take a train to there. But all these programs tear down our structures. Make, I don't know who's going to pay for this, who's going to pay for all this government-supported. Could, you know, we were talking about the medical. Imagine telling your doctor what he has to charge. Guy's gone to school, spent his money, I believe in that, and said the government's going to tell you what you have to charge to run your business. And if you don't do that and you can't make it, you go out of business. This is so un-American. And I'm just watching this show. It's just amazing to the ideology or the thinking of this. An open borders, this is really going to help the country.
We've already done.
Entertain me, Don.
Look,
the borders are already open.
Los Angeles, a lot of people are homeless. I mean, look at Silicon Valley. More than half of the population in Silicon Valley are homeless because the housing is so expensive. There's too many greedy people there.
$150,000 was declared working poor. You're officially poor in the Bay Area if you earn less than $150,000. But the thing is that we've always had open borders. I've told you the story many times. I'm down there. I'm a kid. I'm a 9-year-old kid at the San Diego border. A few days straight. And I see the truckloads and busloads and carloads of white drivers bringing over hundreds of thousands of people per day and taking them back at night. You know, this was a normal occurrence. This was there was nothing said about it. It wasn't. It may have been illegal, but nobody said anything about it. I'm looking at this stuff. And it was supposed, and it looked like it was normal.
Yes.
You know, so why are these people crying about it now?
Yes, exactly true, Don. And before there was no problem. Now suddenly Trump came. Oh, we have to put a wall or what kind of concrete, etc. there. And now he says the wall will cost $23 billion for border security, and Trump touts border wall to be funded anyway. So not even 5.7, not even to 5.7 original. He wants five times more than what he wants originally. This man is something wrong with him. He needs to mental hospital. Is better than he cannot run the country like that.
The wall will save a lot of costs in the future.
What he's doing. We want to. Yes, it costs money to put locks. It costs money to put gates on my community. I love it. I love, you know, you put an alarm on your car. Why do you do it? It's because you have an investment. I want to protect our country, and I think it's just silly to see people walk in there after support.
I mean,
I don't put an alarm on that car.
Bad people come from Canada illegally to USA.
I don't lock my doors at home. I don't put alarms on my car. I don't trip. I don't have a dog that's an attack dog. And I don't have any of those security features that everybody is so scared about that they lose probably 13 or 14 hours of their day worrying about security when they're not worrying about life or the process of gaining peace. That's ridiculous. Security is not that important, especially if you're Christian. God will save you.
Have you ever had your car stolen? I've had my car stolen. I've had my house broken into, cleaned out before. Yes, I have. And I also have to pay taxes. Well, you don't live in L.A. right now, do you?
Well, yeah.
No, but I lived there for 15 years.
I'm a priority.
You're
poor. Maybe they might do it.
Okay, so let's go with Don's program. Everyone unlock your doors. We don't need locks. We don't need gates. Oh, and when the president, whoever, Hillary or Trump or whoever, make sure they don't have Secret Service or any weapons or any type of defense. We don't need military because, oh, that's ridiculous. That's exactly what you're telling me. That's why I'm happy. You keep talking, Don. You're totally proving the point.
No.
John, I love it.
Don't get emotional. Let us not get emotional.
If you don't believe in Christ, if you don't believe in God and Christ, and you don't believe the fact that he will take care of you, and there's something better on the other side, then you're not
a real
Christian.
Only black people, because white people are bad.
I do believe that. I do believe I've been told that I will be brought before rulers and kings, and they will kill me. This is the Bible. Jesus told me that. Jesus told me not to love your life.
Let me tell you something. First of all, we have had slavery in this country, and up to today we have slavery, and whites are also slaves to the bloody system that we have currently. We have, and it doesn't work
for
any of us. Yeah, I mean, if
you know, there is a law.
We have slavery.
Prisoners have to work.
We have slavery.
They're forced to work. Yeah.
Don, are you a slave?
To me,
okay.
No.
Why?
And that's my point. I would never
have to work
anybody.
I was just told that we have, from Mike, he said we have slavery. Let's see, now, are you talking about America, or are you talking about in the country you live in?
America.
In Singapore. You have slavery in Singapore?
Tell me, why when the shutdown happened, why people did not have money, etc. They had to go to EBT and all the crap, and they had to get the more food, etc.
America has 5% of the population and 25% of the world's prison population, and more than half of the prison population are working. And some are working in private prisons, and some are working, and even government prisons, they're working in there. The government prisons except when you work in there, you work to clean the prison itself because it saves money, so the warden and the staff doesn't have to do all the cleaning, all the work. But in private prisons, they work for profit for corporations. You know, so either way, what prison you go to, private or if you go to private or government, you're still gonna have to work. You're forced to work.
The
they have to work. That's the law.
You need the government of people. We need a government of people, and we don't have it in the United States. Government of people, binding people for the people.
Yeah,
until then, bon voyage.
I'm free right now.
More
by
local.
By the way, my brother is in prison, and he's there because he was a dumbass. And he'll even tell you he was a dumbass. Now, I'm free. I don't know what country you're talking about. I'm not speaking freely. I own my own place. I get my paycheck. I can go anywhere I want. I don't know how I'm a slave. Don, are you a slave? Do you have to get permission to go anywhere?
Let me put it this way. In a population of 5% of the population with 25% of the world's prison population, you could be the smartest person in America and still be in jail. You could have a good record and still end up in jail. Many innocent people end up in jail every day.
Albert, are you in prison? Are you in prison? You're not in prison because you're not a dumbass. If you're a dumbass, you end up in prison. That's the answer.
Right.
So I do believe there's cases of people unfairly getting sent to prison.
Have you? There is a thing that's black driving while black. There's a thing that's you cannot. You still can't drink out of certain fountains. You know, there are certain things in certain places that are still like that. And
a black man going into a white man's neighborhood. You know, because remember, there's a lot of segregation, especially in cities like Baltimore. Segregation
right.
is really hardcore. The segregation is so
that's
hardcore.
Right.
If a black man would go inside a white man's very clean and classy neighborhood, they'd get arrested
quick.
I'll tell you a bigger problem. There's places I can't go to get women because I'm not 6'5 or 6 foot. I'm 5'6". There's places I can't go because I don't have $1 million in my checking book. That's life. We're not all equal. So what? It's like I have a life. Enjoy your life. you can't make everyone equal. Can everyone be Kobe Bryant? When you get into the socialist idea, the problem is this. You're going to penalize someone who makes trillions or billions or millions of dollars because they got to share
why
it all with everyone. Well, let me finish
What's
my thought.
What's wrong with Australia?
So Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Why would Kobe Bryant want to train 24/7 all year round and do all this crazy stuff and damage his body just so he can make $10,000 or $30,000 a year as a comrade in our socialist system or whatever you want to call it? It's like there's no motivation. Great people will not start companies and put the risk if you're going to take all their money away. We're all going to be just a bunch of useless slaves.
Yep.
To run that system, you have to have leaders. Those leaders are not equal. You will never have equality in any system of government. You have to have classes to run it. Go ahead, guys. I'm not going to impede you in any way.
Okay.
Entertain me.
Tell me, why can't we become like Australia? Australia is a democratic country, plus they take care of their citizens very well. And so, I mean, why can't we become like Europe or Canada? Canada, I mean, they have the best system of health. I mean, when it comes to that, Canada health is bad, Australia health is bad, Europe health, no. It's good. Until we understand that this system sucks, we can never go anywhere.
It's up to us as individuals, not leaders, but everybody, to try to make a better world. Instead of trying to make laws that stop us from doing things, let's take out the laws that are keeping us from making the world better. There's a lot of things in place that stop progress. Let's focus on that.
Well, I just heard that America sucks, and I heard that Canada is the role model that we're to follow, that Trudeau, who claims himself to be under service to the Queen Elizabeth, that's how he was sworn in, that he is subservient to follow her orders. We're going to follow the United Kingdom.
Let me put it this way. I love living in America. In fact, I think America, I mean, it's not the greatest country, but it's one of the greatest countries. But it's a great place. It's a good place. But you know what? I live here. I don't live in Canada. I don't live in Mexico. I live in America. And guess what? I want America to be better than what it is. In fact, I want my neighbors to be clean. I want better things in life. You know, I want.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
We want
and,
better things for Americans. Yes, that's true.
You know, I want America to be better. And so that's why I complain about America. I complain about America.
That's right.
I'm not going to complain about Canada. Why? Because I don't live in Canada. I'm not going to complain about Russia. Why? I don't live in Russia. I don't know what it's like to suffer in Russia because I don't live there. So I'm not going to complain about Russia. I'm going to complain about America because I live here and I know personally how it's like to live
right.
here.
We can make the thing better for all of us. And elimination of the racism is number one. Elimination of the political disunity is one. Elimination of religious disunity is one.
All that pie in the sky is no good when you're not on the same playing field, when your leaders are hypocritical enough to say things like, I have not colluded with the Russians, but yet they were in talks to build the biggest skyscraper in Moscow. You cannot say, and you send the biggest, the strongest clout that you've got to negotiate with the biggest clout that in this case, Russia had.
You can't say
that you're not colluding.
That's true, though.
That's a business proposition that has politics and graft and corruption written all over it.
Twitter closed many Russian accounts. Twitter closed many Russian fake accounts. Go ahead, please.
I don't mind if Donald Trump builds the biggest building in Russia and China and the whole world. Then he would not want to nuke it. He would want those countries to succeed and us. However, he's promoted all oil production above Russia. He's producing a defense system that's superior to anyone else. And he has to fight satellite intrusion, Chinese hacking of our motherboard. someone wants to talk about Feinstein and the Clintons giving away our technology and opening up her server so they can hack our sensitive information, that's the destruction of America. Donald Trump is bringing jobs. I need jobs.
Oh, my God. Your jobs for
McDonald's. This is so fun.
Okay,
I love
your definition of job. Jobs is $20 plus. Jobs is $20 plus. Not jobs in at McDonald's or Burger King or a Jack in the something. Go ahead, please.
For some people, that's a godsend. Go on.
Well, actually, it's over half a million high-tech type of jobs and about 5.8 million jobs. So, yes, he is bringing not only just regular jobs, but also higher-end.
You're missing it. No. He's losing. He's breaking even right now because there aren't as many employment claims because people aren't claiming being unemployed right now.
That's right. Amen. God bless you, Don. Thank you. Thank you.
These figures are so out of whack. It's unreal.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Why it's very, very dark.
Unemployment is 30%. Unemployment is 30%, my friend.
So you're saying to have people come in from Mexico is going to help our job situation, that Trump bringing in new industries, which is what he's doing. This is all he talks about, new industries. Creating regulations, reducing them so that companies can survive. He's
anybody
reducing
can
the regulations.
Okay, what's happening? The regulations in California are onerous and oppressive. I agree with that.
Yeah,
but
Democrats.
But in terms of what his numbers are, he's losing as many jobs as he's getting, and mainly because of automation.
Amen. That's true.
And robots. That's right, automation, and also we're still losing to the regular jobs. The telemarketing jobs are still going on in India.
Foreign countries.
May I say something quick? We have 3 minutes. May I say something? 60% of worldwide jobs are lost due to robots by the year 2025. Go ahead.
Right.
So you're saying Trump's platform to bring in jobs is bad? That's all he's talking about. I don't hear that from other people. He's bringing in industry.
He's encouraging it.
He's not.
No.
He's not. No. He's
so when he says let's tax people, when he says let's tax companies who leave our country, he's making it easier for them to get back in here and deregulate things so they can officially compete effectively against China and Russia. You're just saying he's not doing that.
To do that.
Wait, are you trying to defend?
Hold on, Mike. Albert, hold on. What's happening, John, is that we're losing all that money because the tax reform was just for that, was to bring in the money so that theoretically they could bring in jobs, but right now they're estimating that IRS is estimating that people are not going to get that $2,000 to $4,000 that they were supposed to get on the reform. They're not even looking at people are paying more in taxes now.
Amen.
Because it was a total scam. And the money went to the billionaires and then the billionaires when that thing passed, they said that they were going to
put it in the stockholders.
That's what they said. That they were going to give it back in the buybacks. They didn't say that. 64% of all the businesses said that they were going to give it back in buybacks. They weren't going to put a dime into reinvestment.
1 minute,
RNA,
less than 30
R&D
seconds.
Or anything.
So you're saying, therefore, that Foxconn is not a real company. U.S. Steel and all these steel mills are reopening. That isn't real. The U.S. Steel that's reopening, those places are not real that I see on the news. Or that when the auto companies...
Foxconn is getting ready to close down.
Don, let me say something. I love you all from Singapore. Go ahead, please.
Hey, but John, you heard this Foxconn is thinking, is rethinking about opening that because of the I forgot what her name was, the Chinese lady who was implicated in all the
attacks. Yes.
So they're thinking about taking.